Coming up this evening from 5:30 to 7:30, Southern Season right here at University Place is hosting an event called Reimagining School Meals. North Carolina PTA is putting this on. This is an event to increase support of school meals and give people a sense of what is possible in terms of taste and nutrition and everything else. We get a picture in our heads of what school meals are, but the possibilities go much, much deeper. And four different chefs are going to be there this evening at Southern Season, creating healthy school meals that also taste great for some school meal advocates and parents to taste. We are joined here in the studio by three of them, along with Marianne Wendt, who's with the North Carolina PTA as the Director of Family Engagement. She's here along with Chef Regan Stackler, who worked at Piedmont Little Hen all over the Triangle, comes down from New York City. Chef Bo Peterson, who works with Primal in Durham, and Chef Jake Wood of 18 Seaboard out in Raleigh. Everyone, thank you so much for being here in the studio today.
Thank you.
So, Marianne, let me start with you. Tell us about the event. What is it? How did it all come together?
Thanks so much. We're really excited about the event. It got started last year because we wanted to engage parents around school meals and really have a deep conversation about what school meals look like. 60% of our kids in North Carolina are reliant on free or reduced lunch, and so they need these calories, they need these meals, and they need them to be great. And we think that there's a great opportunity here. We think that they need more support and a little more attention, but we think they're important. We think they're important for child hunger, and we think they're important for kids.
I know here in Chapel Hill, we've got this Food for the Summer program that goes on all summer long, where we really make like a town-wide effort to get food to kids during the summertime, because it is so vitally important for kids to actually have food to eat, whether they're in school or not. So in school, it's extremely important. But we think about healthy meals and we try to provide kids with healthy food, and then they don't like it and a lot of it goes in the trash. So it all has to taste really good and be appealing and appetizing to kids as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what this event is about. So what is it actually going to entail tonight?
So our four chefs, the three that are here and Sean Fowler of Mandolin in Raleigh, will all be making a school meal. We have 48 of our members, folks that work in child nutrition, and folks that work in other advocacy organizations that'll be tasting the meals, and really getting excited about the idea that as a state, we really could move school meals forward.
Mm-hmm. So we've got Bo Peterson, Regan Stackler, Jake Wood, all here in the studio, all of them coming from terrific restaurants here locally. How did the three of you, and Sean Fowler as well from Mandolin, who's not with us, how did you get connected with this project?
Well, Marianne actually reached out to my wife, I believe, is how I got initially roped in. I think you knew of me from the Chicken Wire, and it turns out we live really close to each other. She had gone to one of my Chicken Wires, or a pop-up I do, which these guys are all part of as well, and Sean Fowler was the original member with me. I started, and we do these charity events. So I think she was kind of aware of that. You know, what we do is we do pop-up dinners, where chefs get together and have a lot of fun together. But when it's all said and done, we always donate to a charity. Actually, we just did one that I'm really proud of. We did a soup for Syria, last month. And, you know, we normally will raise, you know, a few thousand dollars each dinner. This one I was really proud of. We raised $28,000.
Nice.
For Syria.
Awesome.
It's the first time ever the charity created the meal, where normally I come up with an idea and then we just donate to a charity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really proud of what we were able to do, $28,000 to help Syria. And like I said, these guys have all been part of it. I've known Bo for years now. He used to work at my restaurant, Little Hen. So I've gotten to know Jake here, and he's done a couple of them now. And Marianne just came to me and my wife. I said definitely, when I lived in Holly Springs, where my restaurant was, I thought about that a lot. I wanted to help the school there, because my kids were going to be going into school. So when this came across, my wife said, you know, would you be interested? And I was like, yes, this is something I've always wanted to do, absolutely. And it was kind of off from there.
Yeah. Jake, Bo, how about you?
Yeah, actually, So Dawn reached out to me. She shot me a text, and I got halfway through reading it and, you know, saw what it was about and was mm-hmm. definitely locked into it. I have a six-year-old who's in kindergarten right now. I've gone and surprised her and eaten lunch with her a few times, and it's almost repulsive what they're, feeding them.
Yeah.
You know, so that very thankful for Marianne and Dawn and Regan, you know, bringing me into this and having me be a part of this. It's something that is very important to me and my wife, and I just think that our children deserve the investment mm-hmm. That is needed to make it right for them, and they deserve resources like chefs locally, you know, any kind of farmers, any kind of knowledge, people with the means to make it happen for these children. I think that we're really shooting ourselves in the foot if we don't, you know, exercise all of those. So it's pretty much why I'm doing it.
Bo?
Yeah, Dawn reached out to me as well, and I pretty much, if I don't have anything on the calendar, I try to get involved, especially with the charity, as much as possible. And I've got two young boys, 4 and 1.5 years, that are about to get into the school system, so just it's on the horizon, so I'm trying to get involved and pay attention before they get there.
Yeah, and I think we all have the image in our head of what school lunches tasted like when we went through school.
Sure.
There's got to be a better way. So what are y'all going to be making tonight, and why didn't you bring it here so that I could eat it first?
Well, it turned out we have to make 50 of them today.
Oh, okay. So. You're going to be busy. So what are you going to be making?
So I think, you know, we all kind of interacted a little bit via text and mm-hmm. phone call to one another, but we were kind of out there left on our own trying to figure out what we were going to do, and in a way I almost think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have our own thoughts on it.
Is each of you going to be making like a complete meal? Or
correct.
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
You think of like the tray meal almost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, I for me, I thought of things that I think of the lunch ladies that we all grew up with.
Yeah.
What can they execute?
Yeah.
You know, so and there are strict guidelines for us to do what we're doing. Low salt, low fat, certain amount of calorie count
mm-hmm.
That we had to work under. And not to mention a short amount of time to make this happen. You know, for me, I thought of a chicken sausage. I typically make, in my restaurant, I was known for making, playing with a lot of different mm-hmm. cuts of meat and whatnot. So I was like, chicken sausage, I'm doing some braised kale. You know, something definitely they can execute. I did a play on a potato salad, where instead of doing a mayonnaise base, I actually did a tahini sauce base to replace that, with chickpeas. So then you even get a extra protein from there.
Nice.
I think we all kind of played with fresh fruit for our desserts. You know, for me, I did melon, you know, and then the one thing I did today that, had never been made before, probably not even in the state, I'm really proud of, I only made it a couple hours ago, was, a pasta with a ancient grain from Italy. It's called einkorn, and
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I brought the prototype pasta actually here.
That's awesome.
I only finished it like an hour and a half ago.
Wow. So, all right, now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Jake, how about you?
So I am having a little fun with this, and I'm going to reimagine the infamous rectangle pizza. So we've got same shape and everything. We're doing a whole grain flatbread. With an avocado spread, chilled mm-hmm. grilled chicken, roasted tomatoes, radishes, and cucumbers. That's the main course. And then as a side, we have a strawberry and cucumber salad with mint. We're doing a take on potato chips, doing baked sweet potato chips with grated Parmesan. And then we're doing a vanilla chia pudding topped with turbinado sugar and pineapples.
So, awesome. Yeah. Bo Peterson?
I went Sloppy Joe.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah,
just
can't go
super
wrong.
Old school, right? But with the base, the sauce is chickpea and carrot juice mm-hmm. is what I used as the base for the sauce. No salt, which is always a trouble for chefs, right? Like, I caught myself trying to throw salt in many times, and I had to resist.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we just went old school Sloppy Joe, piece of cheese, bun, and side of apple.
I like it. So the people that are going to be testing the food tonight, their parents, their school meal advocates, they're adults, right? Are there going
to
be kids testing this out as well?
Yeah, Marianne on that.
Yeah, Marianne.
There are
She's
going to be...
She's whipping the mic over so that she can talk on this one.
There are going to be a couple of kids there.
Okay.
2 hours is a little bit challenging for especially younger children to sit through. We also have students from Cary High School's Culinary Academy there, and I'm sure they will be taking bites as they help get the food out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have a lot of work for them to do. Yeah. They have to cook the pasta.
Have y'all tested your recipes on, like, you've got kids. Have you tested them out with them?
I just finished mine
a couple hours today.
Right? Yeah, so yeah. It's kind of.
Will you be in the future?
Yeah, there you go. But I know my daughter wouldn't have any pizza. Not yet, anyways. We're working.
With the pizza, right?
Yeah. I know that Sean, though, I'll speak for him, that I thought it was kind of cool. He's been selling it at his restaurant for the past week.
Nice. That's cool.
And yeah, percentage of it I know goes to the charity, which I thought was pretty cool.
Awesome.
And he said, I think it was last Friday or Saturday, like, his bar was just packed and every single person there had ordered it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So is there like a competitiveness between the three of you? Like, y'all are competing to make the best thing?
No,
I
don't think so. No. Right. I mean...
So the two of you are shaking your heads. Bo's leaning in about to say something else.
No, I mean, yeah. I think... I just met Jake recently at the last Chicken Wire event. I mean, I think there's always that competitive edge between chefs anyway, to where we might check in on others and just see what they're doing, right? Sure. But it's all out of respect and all out of love, and just to continue to drive.
Yeah, I think it pushes. Yeah. We push each other. I mean, in that regard, it's you know, you check in, okay, you're doing that. You know, when Bo told me he was doing Sloppy Joe's, the first thing that popped in my head is I do heavy Italian, and I thought of a bolognese first. Well, and I was like, well... thing is, that's too close to what he's doing. But I thought his idea of Sloppy Joe was genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, you can pretty much hide anything in a Sloppy Joe sauce, you know.
Like chickpeas and carrots.
Like chickpeas and carrots, yeah. You can make that healthy.
For the most part in our community, it's more of a collaborative culinary community than a competitive community.
Yeah. And it's only, I mean, since I opened a restaurant 6 years ago, and when I did till now, I think the triangle has just dramatically improved. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, back then there was just a handful of good restaurants. Now, I mean, it is a handful in every area.
Yep.
James Beard and everything. I mean, it's coming, which is good competition. Like I said, the good thing is too is we all stay in touch with one another, get to know each other, which is what I love out of it. Like I said, I know these guys now, which I think is cool. I first met Jake actually at his boss invited me for a private dinner, special dinner they were doing, and it kind of went from there, which I think is cool. You know, it's a cool area. The chefs, what is that?
I have no idea. We're right next to the newsroom. Occasionally weird things happen. Well, cool. This is going to be a great event tonight, and it's all for a terrific cause. Marianne, I want to close with you because this is a great event tonight. What are the next steps? What's going to happen beyond this? When are we going to see some of this show up in school lunches? How is that going to happen? And if people want more information, where can they go?
Certainly they can go to our website, www.ncpta.org. Our next steps are we're working with a partner group to do kind of a similar event in Durham in the fall. And hopefully we'll be expanding out into other areas of the state. We have over 100,000 members, and they're distributed from Cherokee all the way out to Manio. And so we want to engage more of our friends and our members in the topic. Hopefully this will start generating some conversation about what school meals could look like and how they could really be a boost to our economy, especially if we locally source more food.
NCPTA.org for more information. Marianne, Regan, Jake, Bo, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.